Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Stoltz gets us ready for North and South basketball tonight. Jason Spears ready for his first game in charge as the Cougar head coach.
Well, he's really happy. You and I talked as we did their Perry Meridian game. It's going to take some time for these kids to get used to not having Musa Diallo and David Morgan around. Musa's an All-Stater, probably Indiana All-Star. He moves on ahead of schedule to Ohio State. Some of these kids have been playing with those guys for the last 2 to 3 years. I'm not going to say they're completely have figured things out. They were competitive in their first four games, as Jason and I, you'll hear on Chalk Talk tonight. Southport blew out the Cougars, and ever since then, they've got a three-game winning streak. It's probably three games they should have won, but you know what? They're shooting the ball better. Their defense is a little bit better. I think they're starting to get used to playing together without that all-star presence. As long as they have the shooters that they have the capabilities they do, this can be a scary game for South.
And North's confidence, Terry, comes from their offense. I'm not saying they're a poorly constructed defensive team, but it really seems when they get things going, they're knocking down shots.
Yeah, absolutely. When you've got people like Tim Brewster, Jack Townsend's a huge three-point shooter.
He's open right now, actually.
Yeah. Liam Wilkerson, yeah, he is probably shooting right now. You've got three or four guys that are capable of knocking down some threes. Isaac Finzel is a freshman, has really helped this team out a lot. Very heady for a young kid. So they've got a nucleus of a few guys and add this freshman, Vinsel, in that have had enough experience that, you know, I don't think they're scared to play South or anybody else.
And we'll see if the Cougars are up to the task on their home court tonight. The Tom McKinney Court. Chalk Talk begins at 7 o'clock. The tip just after 7:30. North and South, and we'll cover South in part two of our reports today. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Terry Stoltz joins me tonight on the north side as North and South get together in boys basketball. South's offense usually dominates the headlines, but as Terry Stoltz explains, that defense is pretty stingy as well, giving up less than 45 points per night.
Yeah, 44-3, and that's one thing Jason Spears said. We want to get the ball down the floor, get the best shot we can get, and not allow South to set up into that defense because he knows how tough that defense is in a man-to-man. The thing about South, what I liked, I saw two guys really step up at Newcastle, was the fact that they did start driving the ball in both games that ended up getting them some free throws and producing a win against Floyd Central and keeping the game close against Newcastle.
How much has Philip King helped Bloomington South's balance?
He's helped tremendously. I mean, he's been a two-year starter prior to this. They may have an injury. Adam Graham may or may not play tonight. JR didn't know as of the time we talked. You may see Philip in that, and these guys go small against North. Or Adam may be good to play. I don't know for sure about that, but Phillips, tremendous help. Made some huge plays, got 7 points in the first half or the second quarter against Floyd Central, and just he came in, he settled things down, took a couple of big shots, hit a three, got a tip in. He's tremendous help when he comes in there, and he may end up being in the starting lineup tonight.
Chance Coyle averages 20 points, Anthony Leal 14, Noah Jaeger handles the point guard position, South awfully balanced, and 10-2, taking on North tonight, 3-5. Chalk Talk from the north side begins at 7 o'clock. Terry Stoltz joins me on the call just after 7:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.